Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in today's show, we're going to be talking about two ways of recognizing and realizing the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the universe. The first way is the inward way, which is a voice from the subconscious of a person that compels him to realize the existence of Allah. The second way is the outward way, in which a person, he looks at the creation of this universe, the organization and working of the different pieces of this universe together, the harmonious nature of the universe, and is compelled to realize that there is someone who created that, and that someone is all-wise, all-knowledgeable, and all-knowing. Now, observe the existences around to recognize Allah, the Creator, is the theme that we're going to be talking about today. And for this, we will look at an example of a small bird. Okay, bird is one of the creatures that we're going to be talking about. We look at the sky in the darkness of night, for instance. We see an exceptional bird which is searching for food with all of its energy. This bird is a bat. There are many wondrous things, but flying at night is among the most wonderful things of this bird animal called the bat. The swift flight of bats in the darkness of night without hitting anything is so wonderful that no matter how often one studies this, new mysteries of this are revealed. This bird flies with the same speed and accuracy as a pigeon does in the daytime. So during the nighttime, the bat flies and it does not hit anyone. It flies like at a very fast speed. If it flies into a dark and narrow tunnel, which is full of smoke, and twists and turns, it will fly through all of the twists and turns without hitting any of the walls, and not the smallest amount of the smoke will be found on its wings. This strange ability of the bat, it's a proof of an effect within it, inside the bat, which is similar to the radar. You know, today we have the radar systems that detect any movement, any obstacle, any hurdle, any wall, any particle. These radars, if they are really sophisticated, they are able to identify the movement of a particle. Now, this same system, you know, being found in bat is very interesting. We now need to know what a radar is in order to be able to see if it is in a small bat. In physics, in the discussion on forms, waves are discussed which are beyond sound waves. These waves are those same waves whose length and frequency are so great that the human ear cannot hear them. This is why they are called meta-sound waves. When these waves are set off by means of a very strong transmitter, these waves move forward, but whenever they meet up with any kind of a barrier in a paint of space, like the aircraft of the enemy, etc., just like a ball when it hits a wall and bounces back, like our voice before a mountain or a high wall, and based on an accurate record of how long it takes for a sound to return to us, we can measure the exact distance to the object. So with this, we're going to go for a short break, and we will come back and talk about the aircrafts and ships. Stay with us.
When the Quran talks about the organisms, it shows extreme accuracy of expression. In Arabic, the verb changes according to gender. So the Quran uses the term that expresses the bees that build the bee cells are females. How did Muhammad know that? Also, when Quran talks about the ants, he said that
أتوا على واد النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون.
He said it's a female ant. And he proved that the ants have a female queen. Then Quran said that the ant talked to the other ants. This was a science fiction at that time. But that's exactly what Professor Robert Heitling discovered in the 90s. And after 6 years from studying, that the insects are really talking with actual voice. After a few words, there is another hint that the Quran used the term crack, not any other verbs. And now we know the ants have external solid skeleton that is actually cracked under pressure. How did Muhammad know these accurate facts?
Not only Professor Dr. Maurice Bocaille, the famous French surgeon, but also Professor Dr. Charles Baltimore, professor of neurosurgery at Cornell University in the United States, who said, after he knew of the verse 56 in Surah An-Nisa in Quran, where all Almighty says, as often as their skins are roasted through fully burnt, we shall change them for fresh skins that they may taste the penalty. After his acknowledgement of this verse, he thought and then said that the function of pain sensitivity and how it happens was something we needed to study for decades, and the Holy Quran said it in just one statement. So, what we will display next, if Allah wills, are some of the scientific facts mentioned in the Quran, or as I would like to call it always, the nectar of science that's potentially latent in the Holy Quran.
It's beyond geniality. All these miracles, all of those facts, legislation, philosophy, astronomy, biology, without one mistake, without any one little mistake, it can never be a human feature. If this book is not a revelation, then it's a deception. If it's a deception, what's deceitful about it? Certainly, if the skeptics insist on their claims that the Quran is a deception, then they have to bring in evidence to support their claim. Otherwise, you would never have the right to do this.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسان. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن، إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن، لعلي وحسين وحسن، لعلي وحسين وحسن.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to this short break, we were talking about the radar system that is found inside a bat. A bat who can fly through the nights, the dark nights, without hitting a wall. At a fast speed of flying, a speed of a pigeon, but in pitch dark night. Now, we were talking about radars before we went on to the break and how they detect the movement of a small particles and any obstacle that they are meant to be detecting. Many aircraft and ships are guided by means of radar, and it takes them to whatever direction they want. It is also used to find out the location of enemy ships and aircraft. Scholars say that within this small creature, there is something similar to radar. We're talking about bat, how it's able to do this flying throughout the night. There's something similar to radar within that small creature's system. So that if the bat flies in a room, which at the same moment a microphone is put to use to transform meta sound waves into sound waves which can be heard in each second 30 to 60 times, the meta sound waves will be heard by the bat. So this is how strong of a radar system this bat has. Scholars in answer to this say, these waves leave the larynx through the nose of the bat by means of strong organs, and its ears, which are the receivers, receive these. Thus, this bat, in its night travels, is obligated to its ears. A scholar, through experiment, has proven that if you remove the ears of a bat, it cannot fly, avoiding things, whereas if you completely remove its eyes, it will very expertly still be able to fly. So unlike what we think, that the bat's eyes are so strong, it is really their ears that make them fly through without hitting anything. That is, a bat sees with its ears, not its eyes. And this is the most strange thing. Now think who created these two wondrous organs in this small creature, and how was it taught how to use them? And how can it avoid the dangers which exist during its night flying? Who did this all? Who put it all in place? Is it possible that nature have the intelligence and consciousness to do this? You know, to place these organs, which scientists copy at great expense, in the body of a bat? Who would do that? Who has the capability of doing that? Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, he says, there's a very long sermon about the creation. He mentions a bat in that sermon, and he says, and I quote, "It is never prevented from the way because of the darkness of the night. Great and glorious is God who, without a previous model, brought everything into being." So Imam Ali alayhi salam is informing us that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has put this ability and given this ability to the bat. And there was no model before that of such a sensitive radar system. Now in today's world, we copy that radar system to achieve very high scientific developments. Well, with this, we leave you in Allah's care, and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.